It's around 100 degrees near the town of Sulphur in the south central part of the state. Weather forecasters are urging everyone to just avoid the outdoors. The soggy, sickening heat clings to the skin and fogs the glasses. But in a pool near a waterfall, three women are huddled together, laughing. Their teeth are chattering.
Cold.
It is cold.
Oh yeah, it's freezing.
Denise Cummins brought her daughter, Sunshine, to camp for the weekend. Sunshine's friend, Brianna Starnes, joined in for the three-hour trip from their hometown in Texas.
Well, it's definitely green, very, very green. There's trees everywhere. You can see the water. You can see the bottom of the water, no matter how deep it is.
The three women are enjoying scenery maintained by the National Park Service. The Chickasaw National Recreation Area is not a national park, but it used to be. And the story of what happened illustrates a changing view of what national parks are for. Debbie Sharp is the president of the Friends of Chickasaw nonprofit group. For over a century, she says, this water has been a gathering point for locals, travelers, and tribes that were forcibly relocated to land that later became Oklahoma.
Native Americans consider this the rippling waters where spirits would help to soothe your soul, to heal the sick body, a place to restore yourself, to rest.
Word of the Oklahoma Oasis spread. Trainloads of tourists flooded in to soak and drink from the mineral-rich water. The Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes were worried city entrepreneurs would turn the springs into a private spa, so they worked out a deal with the federal government. Platte National Park was formed in 1906, protecting the springs as public commons.
It's really different from all of the other national parks because it doesn't have this grand scenery.
Heidi Holman is a professor of landscape architecture at Iowa State University. She says Platte always struggled to stand out at the national level. Platte was the smallest national park. It had streams, but no raging rivers. It had hills, but no majestic mountains.
It's important because Oklahoma isn't going to have Mount Rainier. It's not that landscape, but there is a beautiful Oklahoma landscape that exists.
There's a catch. Most of the landscape you see at the park today isn't natural. During the New Deal, the Civilian Conservation Corps planted hundreds of thousands of trees and shrubs, carved trails, and piped spring water to pavilions. Even the bison herd was transplanted.
It's like this improved nature, in a sense.
Holman says from the moment it was created 100 years ago, the National Park Service has struggled to balance two ideals.
We're going to protect these things and we're going to provide for enjoyment. That's the dual mandate.
And sometimes one of those mandates is emphasized more than the other. Platte thrived in the 1950s as war-weary Americans flocked to leisure activities like boating and camping. But the conservation movement in the 60s saw a push for more inspiring wilderness. In 1976, Platte met a fate shared by a handful of national parks. It was demoted. Platte was combined with the nearby Lake of the Arbuckles and rebranded the Chickasaw National Recreation Area. Debbie Sharp with Friends of Chickasaw says that change pushed the park off the nation's map.
I would just give almost anything that I have to see that we return to the national park status. Just that national park status to me, that's pristine, that's beautiful, that's magnificent, that's part of something so big.
Back at the spring-fed pool in a shady spot near a waterfall, visitor Denise Cummins isn't that concerned with a formal national parks designation.
I didn't know that it's not anymore. I always thought it still was.
This recreation area does have one feature many of its more impressive national park cousins lack. Admission is free. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz in the Chickasaw National Recreation Area.